Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Deborah Bird. Nanotechnology is an exciting new science on a very small scale. Scientists working in nano hope to better lots of things. Better information, better cures for disease, better ways to produce energy. But along with the seemingly unlimited potential of nanotech come scientific and ethical questions. How far can nanotech go into our lives? And how safe is it, really? In this interview, you'll hear Jeremy Scheer speaking with Christine Peterson, vice president at the Foresight Nanotech Institute. She gives a brief rundown on the pros and cons of nanotechnology.
What are nanotechnology's biggest contributions so far?
So far, nanotechnology has mainly been producing what we call new materials. These are just new substances to make old products with. And what we're seeing are new coatings for automobiles, lighter weight materials to build transportation systems from. We're beginning to see some advances in, say, solar cells. People are most familiar, perhaps, with the new sunscreens. Probably we've all used them. These are more advanced sunscreens than we perhaps grew up with. So we're starting to see nanotechnology materials show up in a number of products.
Nanotechnology has had a big impact in medical research, but is the average patient seeing any results of this research yet?
Nanotechnology is starting to be used in medicine, but we're really seeing it only at the research stages currently. My understanding is that one of the more promising cancer treatments is going into human trials this year. So what that means is that the average patient in a clinic is not seeing nanotechnology yet, but we would certainly hope that some of these advances would be arriving in the clinic maybe 5 to 10 years from now.
On the other hand, what are the biggest concerns about nanotechnology?
I divide the concerns about nanotechnology into three stages: the near term, the midterm, and the longer term. In the near term, we're mainly looking at new materials. Just as with any new chemical, there can sometimes be problems with the new material. There are some concerns about certain nanoparticles. Will there be issues regarding how they interact with the environment or the human body? So that is the near-term issue. In the midterm, we're looking at questions of nanosensors, the proliferation of those sensors, what they're picking up, who gets that data, and how that data is used. And then in the longer term, we do need to look at potential military uses in weaponry. So I think it's important to try to divide those three time frames.
When you refer to nanosensors, are you talking about things like bugging devices?
Nanosensor is a term used for devices that use nanotechnology to detect substances, chemicals, perhaps that our bodies produce, perhaps eventually reading DNA. So these types of sensors could be very detailed in the type of information that they collect.
Nanotechnology has been called the next industrial revolution. Can you give me some examples of how the world has been changed by nanotech?
Most of the uses of nanotechnology today have been more in the industrial sector, so your average consumer may not be particularly aware of them. For example, new coatings on windows to make them less likely to collect dirt. In the consumer area, we're seeing new materials in, say, sports equipment. Not perhaps the most absolutely necessary type of application, but one which I assume the people using that equipment are enjoying a great deal. So we're only beginning to see some of the more really important uses, perhaps uses that might make a big difference for, say, the energy issue.
Looking ahead, how do you see nanotech changing the world?
As we look ahead 5, 10, maybe 20 years, what we're looking at are advances of nanotechnology into the realm of devices. This would be, for example, in computation. We'll be able to see computers continue to improve at the rate we've been expecting, which is an exponential rate. So this is really a significant advance. We've all become used to computers improving, but it's going to take nanotechnology to stay on that curve. Another area that people are very excited about are energy issues. These are the solar cells, the batteries, fuel cells, all these kinds of things that will make a big difference to us in terms of the energy challenge. And then finally, we're going to start to see some of these medical uses for imaging, especially of cancer, and also for treatment of cancer. There's some very, very promising things coming along. And I think that certainly in that time frame, we should see some of those be available to the average person.
That was Christine Peterson of the Foresight Nanotech Institute speaking with Jeremy Scheer. I'm Deborah Bird, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.